Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Just who is paying for all the campaign ads we've been watching in Michigan? Those ads for the U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races. A new report finds that for every dollar spent by a Michigan candidate in campaign ads, outside groups have spent $3.50. Look at it another way. Of the $18 million spent on campaign TV ads for the first half of this year in Michigan, outside groups kicked in $14 million of that. Rich Robinson is executive director of the campaign spending watchdog group, Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Rich, just what do we know about where this $14 million in outside money is coming from?
You know, to a very large degree, we don't know much. We know who is associated with the leadership of some of these nonprofit corporations that have been the biggest spenders so far. But the one thing that we can say is that our elections have been nationalized. The financing is really not a function of state interest groups or individuals. And that goes for the gubernatorial as well as the U.S. Senate race. It's a lot of money coming from a lot of different places. And we know greater and lesser amounts about it depending on who the committee is.
Well, start with taking us further into your statement about that they're nationalized. Is that because of the recent rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court?
I think that's right. It has opened up for a lot of big money interests and individuals who have a lot of different kinds of interests at play to spend money all over the country. And you know, for example, the biggest spender on the Democratic side of the U.S. Senate race has been the Senate Majority Fund. And the biggest donors there have been Fred Eichner, who prints a number of newspapers in Chicago, and Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York. So there aren't many Michiganders on that list, yet that organization has spent almost over $2 million on television, basically critical to Terry Land.
Mm. And then on the other side, that's right, because there's a flip side to that.
On the other side, and a much greater amount of money, over $6 million, at the top are two nonprofit corporations closely associated with Charles and David Koch. One is the Freedom Partners. They call it the Freedom Partners Chamber of Commerce, and that's a business association, a 501c6 corporation that raises money from individuals, and it spreads that money out through a number of 501c4 social welfare corporations, chief among them being Americans for Prosperity. So between the two of them, they've spent $5 million on television ads, mostly on the theme of Gary Peters has supported the Affordable Care Act, and that's bad for your life.
So, and these outside groups really don't have the same disclosure laws as the candidates have to deal with. Right?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Basically, of that $6.3 million spent by independent third-party groups in the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side, only $300,000 comes from disclosed sources. So 95% of it is coming from anonymous sources. What's wrong with that? Well, after the election, when an office holder starts moving public policy, voting on issues, we want to make sure we know who they're responding to. And interest groups and individuals don't write 5-, 6-, and 7-figure checks for selfless reasons. They've got policy agendas. And to keep everything on the up and up, transparency is inoculation against corruption. And so when such a large amount of money is coming from undisclosed sources, we don't really know what their ultimate policy goals are. Yes, they want tax cuts or smaller government, but what beyond that? What removal of a wind energy tax cut or extension of an oil depletion tax credit, you know, all kinds of different interests. So just in general, it's important for the integrity of public policy that the sources putting the big money in are recognized.
And if we continue along this path, Rich Robinson, What do you see this doing to our political system, you know, leading up past the November election and looking beyond?
I think what it does is make the development of public policy more responsive to the money interests that are driving the campaigns. And I don't think those are necessarily the interests that are always reflective of the broad public interest. And sometimes I think there is outright corruption involved in some of the flow of money in politics. So I think for public policy and the public interest, we really need to have transparency restored to our campaign finance process at all levels, state and federal.
And what would that take when you consider it's kind of, you know, who's mining the store? Who's the one benefiting from all of this? The very people you're asking to take off the curtains and shed more light into the process.
Well, not only that, it's really asymmetric in politics. The dark money so far evident in these campaigns is mostly on the Republican side of things. And there have been reflections of that in the past in Congress. You know, the House Democrats passed a transparency bill when they last had the majority in Congress. It was blocked in the U.S. Senate by a filibuster. So by the threat of a supermajority, we weren't able to get a disclosure law passed in Congress. Right now, with the House Republicans firmly in control, I don't anticipate there's going to be any legislation. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about this is there was a time when a lot of Republicans would say, just let people spend whatever they want and make sure everything is disclosed. Well, now that everybody can spend whatever they want, they've backed away from the disclosure side of things. And I don't think that's a credit to the Republican Party.
And I just think as citizens, there's really nothing a citizen can do to change this except be aware of it. And I guess what? Look at those commercials and take it with a huge chunk of salt?
I think that's right. But, you know, there's a complication on this, too. Millennials don't watch television on a schedule. Everything they do is on demand. And I think political advertisers, along with all other advertisers, have a new paradigm to look at in the future. How are they going to spend the money?
And it's interesting to think here we are. It's only the beginning of July. We have a lot of weeks ahead until November. So that $18 million, we know it isn't going to stop there. That's been spent.
There'll be a lot more spent between. In fact, in going through the public files, collecting these data, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee has buys through October. The Democratic Governors Association has buys through September and October. The Michigan Republican Party has buys through October. There's a lot of money already put down. So we'll have no dearth of political advertising to everyone's delight this fall.
Yeah, thanks for reassuring us, Rich. Rich Robinson is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. As always, thanks for talking with us, Rich.
Thank you, Cindy.